We've been preparing the voters register, and we are hoping that it will be officially out and gazetted on the 18th. We had a meeting with the Secretary Generals of political parties yesterday, and we promised that we'll provide them with the register. So we wanted to also finalize checking with the registrations of persons and the Immigration Department to ensure that all the IDs and the passports, there are over 30,000 people who are registered using passports, that these are genuine passports. So we are now finalizing. Of course, there are people who were double registered, amounting to 20,000. So we'll have two registers at the polling station on the 4th. One is for people who are double registered, and the other one will be the normal register. But this time around, we're going to use our biometric voter identification equipment.
Well, Ambassador Nzibo, will the commission also implement measures in case the voter, in case the system that you use fail, so that there is no confusion about verification for the vote?
Well, we bought an additional 10% of the machines, and we are hoping that these machines will work out properly, and if they don't, we'll replace them. We provided additional batteries. The handheld ones will use portable batteries, and the laptops will be issued with an extension for a fingerprint reader. Will be issued where there is electricity. We provided generators, and we are still discussing with political parties over the issue of what happens when the machine fails, because the law does not prevent us, like in Ghana, to revert back to the registers. And these registers are the same thing as what we have in soft in the laptops, the verification machines. But some presidential candidates, like Martha Karua, are very uncomfortable with us reverting back to the notorious black book, which is now called the green book, or the register. So we are still hoping that we'll find a solution before the elections begin, so that we don't turn away voters because the machines have failed. You know, in Ghana, they had to hold the election in some areas. They had to extend the elections to the following day. So we are hoping here that we will not have that same experience. And we as a commission had hoped that we could rely on the registers, which is the same thing as what is in the verification machine. But because we've invested so much in the technology, members of parliament feel that, former members of parliament and potential politicians feel that we should avoid what happened in 2007, where over 1.2 million dead voters did appear and were allowed to vote. So they're saying, let's use verification machines to verify that whoever is turning up is the person who has been registered.
Now, Ambassador, let me ask you, how credible would this voter list be? And do you think that would be acceptable to all Kenyans?
Well, we believe once, in fact, this issue, we packed it aside and agreed that once the register is out, we will give them an opportunity to go through that register and then we'll decide on what happens if the machines fail. Remember also, there are Kenyans of disability who may not probably have fingers and who we've also captured their photographs. So the machines, not only once you put your fingerprints or if you are a person with disability, will have an ability to pop up your photograph to verify that you are the one. But at the same time, what happens is that the register, the information contained in the register is the same information which is in those poll books. You know, in Ghana, the law says you use the verification machine and nothing but the verification machine. That is why the elections went into the second day. They were quite flexible. They did not insist on the verification machine. But we have to create confidence with the political parties and, of course, presidential candidates by having a system that is acceptable to them and to the public.
How involved are they in this entire process, and when you present the final voter list to them Monday?
Well, we had a briefing with the presidential candidates 4 days ago. And then, of course, we asked for the Secretary Generals to come. And then, of course, today we had meetings with the technical experts to go over our resource transmission and looking at the so-called poll books or voter identification equipment, so that the parties are comfortable, the candidates are comfortable. because we don't want to introduce a technology that people begin to query. Remember also when we started electronic transmission of results, we started in piecemeals, including the biometric voter registration. We actually identified 18 constituencies to a point where people began to feel comfortable, they had confidence in these machines, so they don't feel that the register is being cooked, other information is being injected into the systems, into the servers. So because you have to introduce technology in bits for people to create that confidence. And we're hoping that if this is successful, then come the next general election, we may even think of going electronic in terms of voting.